Now, if you haven't closed those eyes, then you can do that right now. And prepare to strengthen your ability to smoothly and easily enter into a relaxed, absorbed, inner state of flow, where you can set a sincere intention for yourself that you want to use this time, here and now, to make all the internal adjustments and changes that need to happen for you to become an even better public speaker than you are, so that all parts of you, your conscious mind and your unconscious dreaming mind, can make use of this time to relax very deeply right now. To begin to drift and float into just the right kind of state for you. To learn on an instinctive level. That's it. And as you take a slow, deep breath, now, and begin to comfortably float on the growing relaxation that the muscles in that body can begin to enjoy here and now. Like the loosening of the jaw muscles as tension floats out of that face. And the fact that those shoulders can relax down with a comfortable heaviness in the hands and in the feet. That's it. And there's no need to consciously try, or to try not to try, because that conscious mind is not the part of you that dreams at night, nor the part of you that makes sense of these words. Even as you're relaxing even more deeply. Now. That conscious mind is part of you. That's right. That doesn't need to remember how to forget about what you can feel free to let go of deeply here and now, and now and here. That conscious mind can simply remember that this delightful state of growing comfort and flow and inner absorption is something you can always access by taking a slow, deep breath, and then slowly counting back in your mind from three down to one. And with each number, you can relax even deeper still. From three. That's it. And you can just let the relaxation in that body double in comfort. Like turning a little dial or knob on a stereo system. One notch at a time. Into greater and greater comfort. And two. That's it. Noticing how the thoughts in that mind can just slow right down. A softer, calmer, quieter mind. Inside. Here. And now. That's it. And one. And all the way down. Deep down, calm inside. And then you can begin to attach more and more resourceful strengths to those three numbers, so that each time you take a slow, deep breath and count down in your mind from three, two, one, you can feel a stronger sense of flow, of charisma, of true engagement, and eloquent expressivity. And what I'd like you to do for a moment now is to begin to let words and phrases come to mind that describe how you would like to be as a public speaker. The kinds of words you hope that other people might use to describe you in the days and weeks ahead. The kinds of feelings you want to experience inside. And each time you say one of those words or phrases to yourself right now, like confident, a great presence, spellbinding, witty, warm, quick thinking. I'd like you to let the sound of that word or phrase echo through the cells of your body, to echo through your brain, to seed ideas, attitudes, and prime your unconscious mind to begin to create a richer, stronger future template for how you're going to be speaking. Even better still, in the days and weeks to come. So right now, just begin to say some words and phrases in your mind for how you'd like to be as a public speaker right now. That's it. And really hear those words echo and resound through your mind and body, as if that body was a vast crystal cavern where those waves of sound resonate with the true crystal power of each word, as if they possessed a vibration, an energy within them, a strengthening force of light, flashing rainbow light, sparkling off the crystal walls, flowing through and around that body as you find just the right words, more and more words. Now. That's it. That brilliantly express just how you want to be as a speaker, sensing those thrilling vibrations in every cell. That's it. And then you can just take a slow, deep breath and hear the count of three as you begin to relax more and more, as those words continue to generate associations, new ideas, new expressiveness and excitement in the depths of your dreaming mind for how you're going to be speaking even better in the future. And at the same time, remember, some of the best speakers you've ever seen or heard, perhaps from talks where you were present, perhaps from videos or audio recordings, perhaps from more informal gatherings, where someone was telling a fantastic story, perhaps great political speeches, or even actors or comedians. You can just allow your mind to wander here and now through a whole variety of people whose speaking skills you admire, and really get a strong and vivid sense of how each one sounds, the rhythm of their voice, their gestures, their stance. That's it. And what is it that makes them so compelling? And as you continue to become more deeply absorbed in one example, then another, then another, you continue to prime your brain for how you're going to be improving as a speaker in the future. And at the count of two, that's it. As you relax even deeper now, that's it. You begin to remember the times you've spoken at your best. Perhaps when you made a joke and everyone laughed. Perhaps when you really knew that people were listening and completely absorbed in what you were saying. Times you found a sense of flow. And that might have been in a formal talk. Or could just as well have been just talking with friends. Or a time you really knew you'd improved as a speaker. And was so much better at it than you used to be. Those moments of success, of progress, of really mastering your craft. That's it. And you can do this in the knowledge that you're continuing to prime your brain with a rich variety of ideas and memories and examples of how you're going to be building your skills as a speaker and strengthening them even more. Just remembering more of your own successes and improvements right now. And using those memories to power you forward. And on the count of one, that's it, coming all the way down into this deep, powerful state of inner focus, where you can begin to channel all these resources, all these strengths and skills, towards a future you. Just a little way into the future now, as your unconscious mind begins to form a dream of a future you who embodies all these strengths even more than you do. A you who has practiced and learned and become even better as a speaker. And you can just watch that you in that future time and listen to them speak, noticing the rhythm and volume of their voice, the way that you over there moves and gestures, the liveliness in their face, and how that future you really connects with the audience. And after that talk, you might even overhear those words of admiration, appreciation from the people who were listening, compliments on how well the talk had gone, giving you that inner sense that you really are continuing to get better and better as a speaker. And remember, anytime you want to tap into this state of going into flow, you can just close your eyes for a moment. Take a slow, deep breath. Slowly count down from 3 to 1. Remember how you want to be in the talk or presentation, and let that intention echo through your mind and body as you reorientate yourself to the room and prepare to get up and really shine, to do yourself proud in the knowledge that it's not about being perfect. It's about knowing you're doing better now than you were a while ago. And you're continuing to impress each time you practice. And each time you listen to this session regularly, you'll become better and better at smoothly and quickly, easily and naturally, finding this optimal state of focus and flow. So that when you see that audience there before you, you are already so absorbed in the ideas and information you want to get across to them, that you just instinctively become tremendously engaging and powerful as a speaker. And if you're listening to this recording as you're drifting off to sleep, you can just sleep through and awaken at your normal time. And if you need to be awake for now, you can begin to feel more alert and refreshed. That's it, and prepare to come all the way back with a real sense of good feeling, with a real sense of that really good feeling that you notice in the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on. And then whenever you're ready, you can just have a nice stretch and open your eyes.